Jesse Allen catching up with Arlen Suderman of Stone X. Arlen, as we look at the grain and oilseed markets on this Friday, another strong day. It's looking like you're heading into the weekend and wrapping up the month, led by, no surprise, the soy complex again. I would have to think weather forecast probably still top of mind here in this market, Arlen.
Yeah, absolutely. As we look at that August contract that's about to go into delivery, we put in our low on July 22nd at 14.07 3/4, and today we've traded up to 16.71. So it gives you a little bit of an idea how much we've rocketed that contract higher. Of course, we are about to go to the September contract as our lead contract, and it's trading better than a buck and a half lower. But still, putting in some risk premium. August is the key month for soybeans, and the weather for August looking threatening right now. And so considering the big liquidation that we had in late June and then much of July, traders trying to put a lot of that risk premium back in.
Now in the corn and wheat markets, wheat has backed off the highs a bit here as we've gone through the day. Corn holding relatively firm. What's your thoughts with corn and wheat here as we look to wrap up the week?
Yeah, as we look at the wheat market, Minneapolis slipping into negative territory at times, and that's really from the Wheat Quality Council tour of the North Dakota this week, indicating that the wheat crop is pretty good shape up there. And even with this high pressure ridge that's building, expected to start building in the Central Plains next week, they're still going to have those ridge running storms going through North Dakota and some of the Northern Plains and providing some showers. And the heat's really not expected to reach up in that area to excessive levels, kind of like it is expected in Nebraska, Iowa, and in other places further to the south and to the east. And so wheat doesn't have quite the weather story that corn and soybeans do. And so the softness in the wheat market, playing on corn a little bit, reducing the push higher as we start to make wheat a little bit more competitive in the feed bunk in some areas. Corn still seeing some double-digit gains at times. Still good support, still has a lot to lose if we keep these temperatures excessive without rainfall during the grain fill period of time. We're not looking at a crop failure, but we're certainly looking at pulling the top off of the crop.
Over in the energy market here today, Arlen, crude oil up a few percentage points on the day, around that $100 level, and I know bean oil as well is very strong today. And then the outside markets throw them into relatively firm today, it feels like. Any thoughts with what's going on in energies or the outside markets heading to the weekend?
Yeah, it's really interesting, though. There's been a lot of rhetoric lately that about the recent inflation numbers. Well, that was June, and we've seen commodity prices really come off since then. So, the bad part of inflation is really behind us. Now, crude oil is really stabilized in that $95 to $105 range. That's still pretty high. And look at gasoline prices and what they're doing now. They're up 50, 55 cents from what they were just last week as they trade on the futures market. And you look at the grain and oilseed markets. I mentioned soybeans up a couple of dollars, corn pushing higher, wheat trying to rebound, but particularly corn and soybeans. The structural issues behind these commodities really hasn't changed. We still have supply threats. We still have concerns going forward. And so while the July inflation numbers that will be reported next month will probably show quite a bit of moderation, the August numbers that are reported in September could see a jump back once again. We haven't changed the structural issues. We're still looking at inflation. And a lot of the fund managers are starting to realize that. In fears of recession hurting demand for commodities, they had reduced their positions dramatically in late June and in early July. Now they see the opportunity to get back in and protect and hedge their portfolios against inflation at much lower price levels than they're doing so.
And Arlen, real quick, livestock trade, cattle fairly mixed today, but hogs more strength in that August contract heading to the weekend.
Yeah, it's been wild in the hog complex. First of all, looking at cattle, feeder cattle certainly feeling the pressure of higher feed prices, although we've come off of our lows. Fat cattle trying to hold steady in here with cash cattle, mostly a dollar, maybe a dollar to $2 lower on a dress basis in the north this week. But trying to hold in there. But on the hog complexes, we're just seeing a tightness of product supplies. Cash hogs almost traded as high as cash cattle this week. before backing off in late in the week. So we're not seeing the numbers of hogs that we need because of some of the disease problems still in the herd. We're not seeing the performance that we'd like to see. Carcass weight's low because of the heat that we had in the Midwest. And those problems are simply going to be increasing again as we get into next week and the weeks after.
And that's comments with Arlen Suderman, Chief Commodities Economist at StoneX. Coming up this afternoon, we'll have a conversation with Kent Beadle from CHS Hedging and Agsurian. We will talk to him and get his thoughts on the market trade here, wrapping up the month of July. This has been the Market Talk Midday Commentary for this Friday, July 29th. I'm Jesse Allen reporting.